Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's Friday, November 22nd, 2013. I'm Gigi Arnetta, and here's some tyranny that tops our news.
Tonight. All right, so it looks like they're pulling the police out and pushing everybody back. They're getting pretty tough. They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
Look, they're real.
That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
You guys are total wimps. I guarantee you got this job so you can pick on people. You think you're tough. Absolutely disgusting.
If you were watching the mainstream news today, you saw the JFK 50th anniversary ceremony that the government wanted you to see. But you missed what was going on behind the scenes. As sheriff, deputies attacked peaceful protesters in Dealey Plaza today. Alex Jones and crew were allowed to the edge of the barricades by Dallas police well after the event was over. And then the Dallas Sheriff's Department turned on them.
They've got the reinforcements for the unruly crowd. Oh, my goodness. They're here. Dun, dun, dun. Booing. Why are there more police? Are we evil? Or is it the joke about that guy's mustache? Time to leave. Go. Hey, man, what are you doing? Hey, they let us in here. Oh, so videotape this.
All right, so it looks like they're pulling the police out and pushing everybody back. They're getting pretty tough.
Really?
For people who are listening to us live, they let him in, and now they've got the police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted by police. Hey, you gotta get off my cord, man.
North Korean thugs. These are people who don't believe in the First Amendment.
You guys are engaging in tyranny.
Absolute disgusting. There it is, live. You can see it.
All right, I've literally had cops get up close where nobody could see, and then start punching me in the stomach. And I want video of them because I need video. Listen,
yep. There they are.
Get me Josh because I want to videotape.
All right, they're punching Alex right now.
Literally sent guys wearing masks. This is the police state. Well, when the real revolution starts, yep. These guys are in trouble. Why did you guys let us in here to do that? Why did they let us in and then assault us? What the hell is... Why did you let us in and then assault us? Hey, let's not...
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
Look, they're real... Look, they got a guy up against the fence. You guys...
We're live in Dallas.
You guys are all going to get sued big time. You know that, right? We still on air?
Yep, we're still on air.
This is unbelievable. The police are punching people in the face. This is a Dallas police riot. Are we still on air, network?
Yes, you are.
Unbelievable. The police are completely mentally ill and insane, and they just punched somebody. You guys, hey, when the real revolution kicks off, good luck. You're really asking for it. Go ahead.
Well, it is Dallas. It's where we shoot our presidents.
You guys are a bunch of coward punk wimps. Oh, listen, I want video of all these goons' faces.
Look at those fat pigs. Look at that guy.
About 400
pounds.
I want them all.
5 feet tall.
Well, I hope you guys enjoy this. It's all on tape. You guys are unbelievable. Unbelievable. Unbelievable thugism. We are going back. I saw you guys punch that guy in the face for no reason. Unbelievable. This is the criminality, ladies and gentlemen, of the government. They are so angry that we came over there. They said they were supposed to let us in, and they let us in, and then they assaulted us without even asking us to leave. This is unbelievable, and I'm telling you, we have proven the tyranny now. We have absolutely proven. I am so shocked by the thug goon cops they sent that aren't even police that literally wanted to attack Americans, literally wanted. And I'm telling you, I was so ready to,
Josh.
This is unbelievable, ladies
Shoving
and gentlemen.
See it.
All right. Can you hear me, David Knight? I can now hear you.
I can see it. I can see it. I see him shoving Josh.
BS. You guys are a giant gang of whip punks. Hey, you bring your biggest goon cop out here, have him stand up against me. Huh? I guarantee you're a bunch of damn cowards. And I hope you enjoy the lawsuits you get. I'm telling you, this country's a bunch of authoritarian scum running it.
And more of that footage will be available on PrisonPlanet.tv later today, as well as the Alex Jones channel and all the other outlets that we have. Thank you to all our viewers who supported us. It's amazing how many people were watching. In fact, we had over 1 million viewers on Ustream to witness the tyranny as it happened. In fact, it crashed the server. And we asked some of our viewers to send in notes to the tip share about what they witnessed there on the ground. And we're going to read you one of them right now. We had a lot, but here's one of them. This from someone on the ground there in Dallas. Police move barricades to enclose the protest before marching those goons in black in. I was standing maybe 100 feet back in the protected awning of the building on the corner across from the Homeland truck. That was a DHS truck that was there. Two old white hair police came out of the building, say 10 feet from me. They looked at the crowd and muttered something and then said something in their radio. Not 10 seconds later, the barricades were moved to close off the streets and, I believe, cut off any escape path for the protesters. Then maybe 2 minutes after that, the black-suited goons came skipping in. You could tell they were being very aggressive with their advance on the protest. When I arrived, the protest had moved along from the fence, and I asked a female officer where the free speech protest was. She immediately said, Mark it and some other street, can't recall. But I said, you have that info buzzing in your ear? And she said, yes, we're getting updates on the protest continuously. While making my way, I overheard a few cops talking about getting a paddy wagon, and I easily counted 50 police in the block surrounding the protest once it reached the spot where they had the dog and the DHS bus. That's from Chase. Chase, thank you so much for sending that in, and please continue to send in what you have, any video you might have or photographs from the scene today. We're gathering all of that. And you can see the importance of capturing video during an event so you can scrutinize what actually happened. And you can see that here in this video that Paul Joseph Watson put up. It's a video that actually proves a conspiracy to kill JFK, possibly. While many are familiar with the Zapruder film, the footage below is less well known. It shows the Secret Service agent nearest to JFK apparently being told to stand down moments before Kennedy's assassination in Dealey Plaza 50 years ago today. The clip shows Secret Service agent Emery Roberts standing up and ordering Donald Lawton and Clint Hill, the two Secret Service bodyguards on either side of the presidential vehicle, to stand down. The instruction appears to cause confusion inside the follow-up car, and most noticeably with Lawton himself, who seems perplexed that he has been called off the vehicle. There seems to be a lot of questions when it comes to standing down, not only in the JFK situation, but in Sandy Hook. Right now, police are scrutinizing the materials that they have regarding the time that it took for the police to actually get inside the building and get to the people. State police investigating the Sandy Hook Elementary School are analyzing the police response and interviewing local officers to examine inconsistencies in their version of events and examining decisions made in the minutes before they entered the school. And sources with direct knowledge of the probe have told the Courant this information. They're looking through video footage from police cruisers, microphones that are worn by the police, and dispatch calls, but the detectives haven't made any conclusions. Dispatch records indicate the first 911 call came in just before 9:36, and the first officer arrived at the school at about 9:37:30. The tapes indicate officers were in the school at 9:44, but there seems to be unanswered questions about the missing few minutes, which line up with the 5 minutes that Adam Lanza took to murder 20 first graders and 6 adults. And we're expecting some conclusive information on the 25th, so we'll be looking out for that. And there's a town that FEMA turned down called Ocean Grove, New Jersey. Superstorm Sandy wreaked havoc in Ocean Grove, New Jersey, but was still spared the worst. So despite everything, the residents of Ocean Grove counted themselves lucky until they had to deal with the federal government. FEMA refused Ocean Grove rebuilding funds. In one sense, this denial is part of the Obama administration's quiet campaign against religion in the public square. A Methodist preacher named William Osborne assembled a small group of pastors from around Philadelphia to buy a piece of land at the shore in central New Jersey on July 31, 1869. They christened their 1 square mile of paradise Ocean Grove. So at first, it was just a campsite. The preachers and their flocks pitched tents during the summer in order to get away from the bustle of the city. And in 1870, the New Jersey State Legislature granted the Camp Meeting Association a charter, giving them the power to hold and maintain their property, establish infrastructure, and even create a police force, all in the name of setting their land aside for the perpetual worship of Jesus Christ. What happened in 2013? The issue of gay marriage. The Camp Meeting Association's religious convictions just didn't line up with supporting it. And you can read more about it on the InfoWars.com website. Now, the EPA wants in your backyard. So is it an EPA power grab? Well, the draft rules sent to the White House for review could expand the EPA's regulatory power to give the agency unprecedented new authority over seasonal streams and ditches on private property. That from Representative Lamar Smith, Republican from Texas. He's the chairman of the House Science, Space, and Technology Committee. And that's what several Republican lawmakers and even state farming groups and local governments are warning about, that after a draft rule from the EPA proposing expanding what waterways are federally protected under the Clean Water Act, the concern is that the draft rule could give authority to our bloated government to declare jurisdiction over water on your property. And I can tell you that that is not congruent with the way that the water system is run in Texas. That's going to be an interesting battle. And stick around till after the break, because we have a very interesting interview, a bit of a role reversal of sorts. When Alex Jones was doing his show live from Dealey Plaza and doing a march, the LA Times caught up with him.
This is a conspiracy by the technocrats, by the ruling elite, by the eugenicists that want to dumb us down. This is the iodine conspiracy. Our government wasn't always a eugenicist-based predatory group. Back in the 1920s, the federal government pressured salt manufacturers and bread producers to add iodine because they knew that iodine deficiencies were causing massive decreases in IQ, birth defects, and it was a health crisis all across the United States and in Europe as well. In the decade after iodine was added to staple foods, there was a 15-point increase in IQs in the areas that had previously been deficient. So what did the federal government do a couple decades later? They took the good halogen iodine out and added another bad one, bromine. And they put the worst of the group, fluoride and fluorine derivatives, in our water supply and began using it as a pesticide on the crops. Let's be clear about this. Adding bromine to the food supply is banned in the EU, banned in Canada, and banned in many other nations because it is a toxic poison listed in those countries. I've done deep research on the globalist program to dumb down the population to make us more manageable. It is eugenics. And I personally take the highest quality form of unbound iodine, nascent iodine, in a kosher certified, non-GMO certified glycerin base. I've interviewed the experts, people like Dr. Brownstein and pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and of course, Dr. Edward Grut. And across the board, the consensus is iodine is the missing piece of the puzzle. And not just iodine, but high quality, unbound, pure iodine. Bottom line, this is something on record our bodies need. I've gone out and found the best source for myself and my family. I hope you'll visit InfoWarsLife.com and get our InfoWars Life Survival Shield. It really does incredible things. And we've gotten nothing but positive reviews from our listeners. And this also helps support our news operation and the InfoWar while we get the iodine we need and block the fluoride and the other members of the halogen that are so bad for our bodies. Check out the information. Do the research for yourself. Talk to your physician and then decide whether you want to drink fluoridated water that Harvard major studies admits is giving people brain cancer and bone cancer and lowering their IQ, or whether you want to find a high quality source of iodine. consult your physician, do your research, and make a decision. But whatever you do, don't just ignore this message, because all of my research shows this is absolutely key to getting people out of the brain fog that they've been artificially put into by the social engineers. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today.
Why did you want to be in Dealey Plaza?
There's one car.
I wanted to be in Dealey Plaza. Who are you with, ma'am?
I'm with LA Times. I'm Molly.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Hi.
Oh, from Houston.
Yes, sir.
I'm meeting to meet you. How you doing? Good to see you.
We're here because the mayor tried to say he couldn't hand out pamphlets.
We're here because the mayor tried to say that people couldn't demonstrate. We're here because they threatened to arrest us last night handing out stuff. We have it on video. Or give us tickets if we didn't leave. And so we're here to say this is not North Korea yet, and there's a First Amendment. So that's what we're here to do, is to basically enforce that, because if we don't, we'll lose it all. I liken it to the civil rights movement. People had to get arrested 100 times at lunch counters to be able to eat somewhere. Oh, hell, can't eat somewhere? That's horrible and bad if you're a certain color. What about nobody, they said, could hand out flyers or do stuff or talk about what happened to Kennedy? I mean, they want to shut us up so only the mainstream media can sit there and put out their propaganda from all the different mouthpieces. So we're here breaking that Berlin Wall of disinformation.
And you all are going to have an open mic as well on Rowan Street or something, another event after this?
I know there's a bunch of events going on. We've had a lot of open mics. We had some last night. We had some already tonight. In fact, we can have an open mic right now if folks want. The point is that they said they would arrest us if we marched. They said they would arrest us if we handed out flyers or had signs. They say 75 street feet from any major street. Well, that's basically anywhere. And so, I mean, that's why I came here. A year ago, the mayor said, we will not have any conspiracy theorists. That means someone that questions any heretics. We will not have any heretics in Dallas. We will have our official story. And it is going to completely backfire on them and has already backfired on them.
Would you consider yourself a conspiracy theorist? Do you like that term or not like that term?
Well, I am a conspiracy theorist. I mean, if I open my milk up and it stinks real bad and tastes bad, I go, wow, that's rotten milk. But I'm not allowed to have an opinion about known things. So I'm an extremist because I would throw the milk away. A normal person, if they were told by the media that milk's fine, even if it was like green, they would drink it. Even if their kids got sick, they would drink the milk. So if an official story doesn't add up, and then I disagree with the government and the mainstream media, the state-run media, then I'm called a conspiracy theorist. That's the new heretic. That's the new, oh, don't listen to him, don't listen to her. It's a way to just not have the debate. Just say, oh, that person can't be listened to. They have their own ideas. So I'm very proud of that label, because when people see that, state-run media has about 16% approval rating in the Gallup polls and others, 16-17% depending on the poll, and they still just say conspiracy theorist. So that's almost a badge of honor when they give that to you. I mean, I would imagine if Hitler would have had a term like conspiracy theorist, he would have called his detractors that.
And what do you think about the JFK assassination? What is your take on that?
I mean, we know. I've interviewed LBJ's mistress. I've interviewed his lawyer, Barr McClellan. I've looked at the House committee on the assassination investigation. I mean, I've looked at all the evidence. And the official story is a fairy tale. No matter if they trot Bugliosi or Tom Hanks out, tell us how great it is. The official story is a fairy tale. Just like Gulf of Tonkin. I mean, that was declassified 20-something years ago that it was staged. They didn't officially declassify it all until 2004. I'm still called a conspiracy theorist for saying Gulf of Tonkin was not real to get us into Vietnam. So whatever. It's the media countering on the public's ignorance to say someone, when we catch the establishment in a lie, catch them in fraud, all they can do is just say, oh, that's a conspiracy theorist. You know, it's like with Obamacare. We said, look, it's designed to double your rates, written by big corrupt insurance companies, to shut down their competition, consolidate the market, lower the care. It's not going to work. It's not designed to work. People said, that's a conspiracy theory. Well, now, I guess I'm a conspiracy theorist. I'm proven right.
What do you think the crowd out here says about that, about conspiracy theorists and how many people believe?
I mean, most polls show over 80%, some higher, don't believe the official story. I mean, even the Secretary of State says he doesn't think Oswald acted alone. Trust that the Russians would do it. Kennedy was stopping war with the Russians. Why would they kill him? He'd made peace deals with them. The military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us of killed him. But I guess the general and the president said, look out for a technological corporate elite controlling the military-industrial complex. That's his full 21-minute speech. And I guess he was wrong, too. He said, watch out for a government takeover. We see military takeovers and shadow government takeovers in Latin American countries, African countries, Asian countries, European countries, but it can't happen here. Not in America. That's a conspiracy theory. So we're just talking about the real world. And if you live in the real world and not fantasy land, you're called a conspiracy theorist. And that's all the establishment's got. And I hope they keep using that tactic because it's not working.
Well, how much of this do you think is going to get out to the rest of the country or to the international media? Because there's a lot of media that's up there sort of camped out in the parking
lot. That's right. They camp out in the parking lot and they get press releases from the government. And then they vomit them back and regurgitate them, and the local media vomits it back out. They're repeaters. We're already talking to millions of people on InfoWars.com. We're already on syndicated radio. We're already rolled in a micro transmitter in here to be on the air in Dallas. I used to be on the Dallas on a commercial station. Not anymore. They sold it. So now I'm on 104.1 right now to get it out just for 3 days. Just as an act of defiance. Just another little tidbit. So we're doing all of that. We are the media. We're just as important as so-called dinosaur state-run media or kleptocrat corporate-owned media. And we don't have a history of being paid off and run by them, and we're more accurate. And we tell people what we really think, what we stand for. Freedom. We have a bias. It's freedom. It's justice. It's liberty. And so we're very proud of the fact that we're open about our views and what we do. And so we're very happy that the corporate media still thinks they're dominant and still sits up there, you know, getting drunk over there, doing nothing, waiting for government press releases. We're out here actually with the people, actually covering what's happening, actually looking at the violations of free speech and changing history to where we just won't be intimidated by the cops because the mayor said so and just turn everything over to the prostitute media.
Well, and Kennedy talked about some of that during his presidency, right, about government transparency. And what do you sort of see his legacy as?
He warned. In fact, there's famous speeches. I think one he gave at Columbia and a couple others where he warned about monolithic groups and how communism was a monolithic conspiracy, but that we could have our own conspiracies here at home of powerful groups getting together who didn't want a free country. Why not just have a powerful group take the government over, shut down your competition? That's monopoly capitalism. He was warning about that. It's just as big a threat as communism, any monopoly centralized system. And so, yes, Kennedy was going to abolish the Federal Reserve. He signed the executive order to begin it. He was looking at ending Vietnam. He'd been a hawk. He bought into all of it. And then they came into him with LLM and Sir and the Joint Chiefs and said, we want to blow up U.S. military bases and blame it on Cuba. And he said, man, you're fired. I'm not going to stage a false flag and go to war with them and then the Russians. Curtis LeMay wanted to nuke Russia and have a nuclear war. That's what Dr. Strangelove's about. Was made right after Kennedy was killed. It's all on record. That movie's like Bland Corporation's Rand Corporation. And that's basically what they wanted to do. And Jack T. Ripper is an archetype of Curtis LeMay. Kubrick's on record. He had all the insiders telling him what was going on. So Kennedy said, no, I don't want nuclear war. I want to have grandkids. It wasn't perfect either. I don't romanticize Kennedy. He, you know, his dad was a gangster, all the rest of it. But he like didn't want to have nuclear war. He wasn't insane. So they killed him. Real simple.
What do you plan to do tomorrow? Do you think that there's sort of a follow-up to do while people are still here? Do you feel like people will be watching?
Oh, yes. We're going to have live streams, audio streams, my syndicated radio show. I'll be broadcasting from on the street, walking around like this, not in some ivory tower getting government press releases. And we're going to march down here from Below Gardens, kind of the local establishment media around here that pushes the official fairy tale that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Santa Claus. And so we're going to be marching down from there to here. We're going to march at 11:30, get down here at about 12, and then basically let the establishment media, the government crones, all of them know, the dinosaur media, that we're not going along with their fraud. So, again, we're here for First Amendment first and foremost, and then the whole Kennedy cover-up secondary. But the fact that they tried to restrict us, as the mayor publicly did, I had cops tell me last night, we're going to arrest you or we're going to ticket you if you don't leave. And then today I had police say, we're not going to enforce that now because we stood up to them. They want to just corner us by ourselves. I've talked to my reporters who have been by themselves. I've talked to other people. When they're by themselves, they come over and say, you can't hand that out. But when we're here with coverage, they back off like wolves. I mean, this is like North Korea or Tiananmen Square in the making. If you get any quote in there, I mean, think about the democracy demonstrators and what happened to them. We all knew that was wrong. They just wanted to peaceably assemble. They tried to tell us we couldn't do this. They'd like to make this communist China.
So what would be the correct response tomorrow if you feel like there's sort of a crackdown on things? How would you like people, you know, people who listen to you, the people who are out here to respond to that?
If there's a crackdown, I'm going to get on an emergency broadcast and ask people to rally to me, and then we're going to go over the barriers like Tiananmen Square. Now, if they leave us alone and we can just come down and point out that they're having a controlled little fish tank in there of their own disinformation and propaganda and acting like that's the only views in the world, if they let us march down here like we've done now, now the police are listening to us locally on radio right now, 104.1, if they behave semi like a free country, then that's fine. I don't have any desire to climb barricades or jump over or pull a stunt or parachute into the event. But if they try to block us, then we will aggressively engage in, quote, civil disobedience against their unlawful edicts that we have no free speech. Because the First Amendment trumps the mayor believing he's the dictator of Dallas.
Well, and when you were you guys chanting 1776 earlier? What was the significance of that?
1776 just means restoration of liberty, revolution against tyranny, against King George, a rediscovering of American values. It's a libertarian, freedom-based chant. And it is like high noon to the vampires of government.
And is that how you would describe your sort of view or the view you guys are expressing?
Actually? Yeah, we like George Washington. We like Thomas Jefferson. But we also like people like Martin Luther King and anybody that stood up against tyranny and made a change for humanity. We root for the little guy, the little lady. We want free speech. We want rights. We want freedom. We want a bunch of offshore corporations running our country and trying to get rid of our Bill of Rights and Constitution and banker bailouts of trillions of dollars and trying to take our guns and trying to impoverish us for political control under Agenda 21. We know there's an agenda to enslave us. It's on record. They've written white papers. We know they're the enemy, and we recognize it, so we're saying, okay, you want to fight? You're going to get one, you bastards. We know we're under attack. These corporations see anybody with any individualism with a garden in their backyard as a threat to go into their slave mart. We're done. And we're not perfect either, but we're reaching towards freedom. We're trying to be better. We're trying to be freer. We want our children to have a future, and we're not stopping. We're not turning back, and we're not afraid. We are only afraid of kneeling to these people and letting them put chains on us and having their way with us, these sycophantic, degenerate globalists. I mean, my God, they can't even put movies out that criticize communist Chinese government or Saudi Arabia now in the U.S. This country is totally censored and controlled. I mean, we are just absolutely a whorehouse for foreign special interest and corporate interests to do whatever the hell they want, and we're done. And we're not going to make it easy anymore. We're not going to roll over anymore. We're done. We know what's going on. We're through. We want to be free. It's over. It ain't going to be easy conquering us. It's going to be hard, and we have only begun to fight. They want us to surrender. I'll close with the words of John Paul Jones, the founder of the U.S. Navy. I have only begun to fight, and I salute you all for being here.
Now you can watch The Alex Jones Show live as it happens at InfoWars.com/show.
You'll find links to all of our content there and a free 15-day trial for Prison Planet TV.
More than 60 movies and documentaries all in one place at InfoWars.com/show.